Today on Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about injustice. Have you witnessed an event when you're sure that someone should have done time for the crime, but it just didn't happen? Do you get frustrated when you see obvious miscarriages of justice? Are you bothered by people who seem to never get punished no matter what? Learn how to deal with life when justice isn't served as we continue our month focusing on life challenges. Do you control your clutter, or does your clutter control you? On Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we'll teach you awareness as well as action steps to create change in your life. Come on, let's get started. Now, if you've been a longtime listener, and unfortunately, when I do these episodes, I tape in a bunch. So the solar panels is what inspired this, because I've been thinking about this for a while, because I don't believe justice was served. I think the judge got the decision wrong. Some people, one is ding dong, the witch is dead. One is leaving. Another is still on the board. And the members that said, oh, we're going to change things are like the board is now. So nothing changed, which is frustrating. But in the scale of life and in my own life, this is really, it's minimal. If you have had injustice happen to you, don't ever minimize it. I'm just saying I can step back for a moment and see the bigger picture that way worse injustices have happened. You know, all you have to do is turn on the news to know that injustice happens on a daily basis. I was reading about the case in California in the Los Angeles area. The kid got a Porsche or one of those fancy pants cars and killed a woman because I think he was racing, if I remember correctly, and they weren't going to prosecute him. His father's incredibly wealthy. And I think finally they might have had charges or investigating. I don't know if charges have happened. I want to say 17 or 18, 16, somewhere around that. Anyway, it was racing, I believe, struck and killed a woman who died at the scene. And I want to say it's been a couple months. So he killed a woman. He was racing in a fast car. And he probably, I don't know if he's going to get punished or not. You know, what I've read, people seem to think that the DA is in the pocket of his father and that it's probably not going to happen. That's just one. Again, just turn on the news. As I'm recording this, sadly, 8 people were killed in the Atlanta area. And the police chief, this says about this 21-year-old white man, that he was having a bad day. I have bad days all the time and I don't kill 8 people. I think, though, the sheriff's not going to be in charge of it, as there were murders in different counties, thankfully. So I believe justice hopefully will be served and the man will be put in prison for life. But all you have to do is turn on the TV and see in the news that injustice is happening. I wanted to do today's episode to address it because I believe we've all suffered some injustice. And as I mentioned a moment ago, in the scheme of injustices of life, the solar panels aren't a big deal for me or humanity. But it's important that you need to be able to release it. You need to be able to let it go. I think for me, in this particular life, injustice drives me insane. You know, we all have our things, our causes, pet peeves, or whatever you want to call them. And when I see injustice, that really bothers me, not just for myself, but for my community, for people I love. And so I believe part of my life lessons, or one I should say, because I believe I have several, is how can I accept injustice, or what steps can I take? Because it was really good to file a lawsuit and stand up for myself. Didn't win, but sometimes it's not about winning. And sometimes you just put that little drop to show people there's a different way, or to stand up that allows someone else to do it. So I don't believe ever that anything is done in vain. And I know those of you listening and watching have most likely experienced injustice. So I'd first like you to consider, what clutter is injustice creating for you? Now, for me, for a while, it was total mental clutter because I was obsessed with preparing the case, doing research. And I also actually enjoyed it. I had fun. But worrying about it and thinking about it, this created health clutter in my life, right? Because of all the stress. I was really stressed out. I think when you're typically a good person and, you know, having to deal with cops, I went and contested a ticket. And, you know, there's still, oh my gosh, it's authority. And so it caused health stress. It didn't create financial clutter, but if we were to pursue in state court, then it would, because you'd have to hire an attorney. Although I don't know, maybe you could be your own attorney in state court. I don't know enough about it to know how it works. I was angry for quite a bit of time, and that created emotional clutter. And if you focus on it too much, then you can create relationship clutter. And one thing my husband is incredible with, in my view, is he's able to let stuff go. I'm like, yeah, but we lost. He's like, it's money. It's all good. And I'll just share an interesting note here. When we lost, probably within a month, or it might have been less than that, of losing, 5 or 6 years ago, my husband was in the Army and had injured himself and gets disability, but his injuries have increased. And so 5 or 6 years ago, because they said, we're going to take away your disability pay. And it's like, no way, he's in pain, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, 5 or 6, it was, I think, closer to 6 years since we started it. Within a month or less, it was all settled and he got a check in the mail. Are they related? I don't know. But what that said to me is I view it as a sign from the universe. Okay, I know that this was taken away from me unfairly, but just slow your roll for a second and be open to all the other possibilities. So I just share that, and maybe that as you're thinking of the clutter that injustice is creating for you, what are maybe some of the positive things that it's created? So take a moment and consider that. How do you let go of when justice hasn't been served? Because it's not easy. I'm going to encourage you to first be gentle with yourself with any challenging situation. The more love, understanding, and compassion you can give yourself, the better. You can only have one thought at a time. So isn't compassion better than frustration or anger? And that's one of those times that you just bring it back when you're like, oh, I'm angry at those solar boneheads. Okay. Let me have compassion for myself. I need to be love myself in this moment. Oh, I'm so sorry that you're still angry. How can I love you? What can I do in this moment to make you feel better? You get in the habit of, whether it's creating a mantra or an affirmation or something that you can say quickly, have compassion for yourself. Because, you know, it takes a while. And when things are like this and challenging and difficult, it might take longer to release it than getting cut off in traffic. So put it in perspective. Be gentle with yourself. I'm also going to encourage you to clarify the facts. Make sure that you have all the facts. Our emotions can sometimes get the better of us. So try to come from facts, not feelings. That can make a difference. And perhaps that can help you gain a different perspective. So when I think about the solar panels, okay, the facts are they ignored their own rules. The facts are they arbitrarily and capriciously enforced the rules. I mean, that I can document everything. And so I try to come from there instead of like, oh, and I don't feel like we were ever a target. I feel like progress was the target. But state the fact and then try to come from there and be like, okay, those are the facts. And the facts were we lost in court and we can't control everything in life. So make sure you're aware of the facts. You know, as I'm recording this, this whole Harry and Meghan drama is going on. And it's interesting because I believe that definitely racism is involved, and they said things that weren't factually correct. You don't have to, I really need to do an episode on Anne. You don't have to, it's not either or, white, black. Things don't need to be so cut and dried. And I used to believe that when I was a lot younger. And so two things can happen at the same time. And one of the things is to remember, let go of feeling like a victim. I think I didn't watch the interview. I didn't want to watch it. I've read about it in the press. But as I'm recording this, I think that's probably, it's like, we're the victims, we're the victims. And I feel like, okay, and you've left, and you have a lot of money, and you're in a better place than 99.99% of the world. It's gone. I don't know what happened behind closed doors. I don't know if you stood up for yourself. I don't know any of that. But I think as I record this, that's probably what really, you know, I'm the victim here. We're the victim here. Yes, and you have all the resources that most people don't. So perhaps put it in perspective. And anytime you can release feeling like a victim, do that. Because ultimately, you're the one that's harmed when you feel like a victim. Years ago, I was laid off. And there are four of us, and seven in the department, four of us were laid off. And I believed it was because I spoke my mind. Whether or not, you know, four people were laid off, so who knows? A couple things happened when one of the things that I think led to my departure was when 9/11 happened, I was the only one, my entire department was in San Diego at a conference, and myself and my assistant were the only ones that stayed behind because it really wasn't right for us to go. And so 9/11 happened. I remember being discombobulated. I actually commuted with my assistant, and we went to work, and I said, you know what, I'm leaving. If LA is going to get bombed, I'm not dying here. And then the CEO called me at home for a nonprofit. And I'll never forget, I said, and I say this to this day, that thousands of angels held my tongue, because she said, what if people RSVP for my celebration? I think she'd been like CEO 28 years or something like that. And I said, well, we have an answering machine. I had some other choice words that I wanted to share. I said, you know what? The free world's been attacked. I really don't know. You know, I'm not worried about RSVPs to your party. And I'll never forget, some really interesting things happened that day that just convinced me that life goes on. Anyway, did I think it was fair that I was let go? Yeah, you know, probably not. And I also felt that that one of the two people that stayed, or actually the director needed an assistant, so it made sense, but it was my dear friend Wendy, who I've done an interview with. And Wendy deserved to be there more than anyone. Wendy would outwork anyone, and I consider myself a hard worker, but she was incredible at her job. It made complete sense. I was going to get unemployment. I wasn't going to starve, and so that really helped me move on quickly. Again, someone else might have been in the same situation, and it would have been more of an injustice. So anytime that you can release feeling like the victim, that just helps you move forward. Because again, when you see the thing with Harry and Meghan, feeling, and it's like, okay, if you do the one and done interview, okay. But as I think been a week or two, Gayle King saying they had unproductive talks, all this stuff is leaking. And it's like, okay, you said your piece. And I think, I don't know if they said it's it, but you're still carrying it on. You know, the palace's line is what? Never explain, never complain. And so when you're doing that, because you're still in that victim mode. And so I'd encourage you, as much as you're able to release that, do that. Now, one of the other things is that I tell myself that it won't work for everyone is, okay, I cleaned up some karma. And for whatever reason, that works really well for me. And it's one of the things I keep reminding myself. And I have to laugh when Beth and Barrett have been on the I've interviewed them a couple times, and they were on last month. And she said to me, she said, but you've worked it out. When you move again, you're not going to be in a neighborhood like that. And I was like, thank God. What a great thing that I needed to hear. The next thing I'm going to suggest is rate the event in your life. You know, I've mentioned a couple times, in the world of injustice, solar panels aren't a 10. I'd probably rate them a 2, maybe a 3. So that's one that thing I have, trust me, I face far worse injustice in my life. So if you're able to put it in perspective that way, like, okay, you know, this is wrong, but in the blip of life, it's not a big deal. I am always fascinated when I see people that are able to forgive something like your child being murdered or your spouse being murdered or or horrific violence, and they are able to get to a place where they are like, okay, it happened. I need to forgive, because they understand that they need to forgive for themselves. It's really not about the other person's for themselves. And so if people who have had such a tragedy are able to do that, know that you can release your injustices as well. And it's not to minimize anything. And you might go through life and have had something catastrophic happen and not be able to let it go. And that's okay. Even if you're able to let go a tiny little bit and move a little bit forward, you will be making progress and supporting yourself. The next thing I'm going to suggest is reframe your focus. When you spend all your time focused on the injustice, that's going to create anger, frustration, rage, your harm. You are allowing people to have space and rent it for free in your head. You're the one that's harmed. And remember, where the attention goes, the energy flows. And if it's like going down that rabbit hole and getting obsessed and upset, and I've been there and I've been like, ar, and haven't been able to let it go. It's not a fun place to be in. I don't like being in that place. All of that anger is not good for your body. I think that I mentioned I had to go to the ER about 10 days ago. Did a CAT scan. Yeah, you're distressed. Okie dokie then. With everything going on in life, I can understand it. However, I think it also built up. Like, I'm sure that I have some anger that needs to be released that I haven't fully embraced and let go of the anger from the solar panel. But I don't like having headaches. I don't like, they're not fun. And it's obvious that Louise Hayes calls it dis-ease. And so the dis-ease of my body was from the stress. And I know that that was a part of it. So as much as you are able to reframe the focus, I mentioned a moment ago, having an affirmation or something that you can say and stop you dead in your tracks, or know, like, you know what, I need to text my BFFF, or I got to get my mom on the phone, or whatever it is. Because the energy stays in our body and it affects us, especially if it's been chronic and long term. Your point of power to change is in the present moment, not happen what happened to you in the past. Let's use myself as an example. And again, everything's about choice. We didn't win the lawsuit. And then I tried to organize community somewhat. And a couple other people helped me. Then that failed. Now, by this time, because we're moving, I'm done. And then when the person contacted me and I was like, you're on the board. And if you're doing the same thing by not talking to neighbors and you're worried you're going to punish, I'm done. Like, I'm just not interested. So I had to accept this neighborhood's not going to change, or something catastrophic has to happen is my guess to make it change. Are you always comparing yourself? How are you not honoring yourself? Do you spend time gossiping? Would you like to share your gifts with the world? Get control of your clutter so your clutter doesn't control you. Reclaim time, money, sanity, and resources. Spiritual Got Clutter 365 journal prompt supports you in clearing your spiritual clutter. Free gift with purchase to support you even more in your journey to declutter your life. I consider this the blockhead neighborhood, so the likelihood of change happening is pretty close to nil. And so my point of power was to say, I'm not going to do anymore. I'm done. I am stepping away. I filed a lawsuit. We held meetings. No one else was going to stand up. No one wanted to stand by me. They're now trying to gaslight me. Okay, I'm done. Now, for instance, I could have taken different action if we were going to stay and A, move to change and get the neighborhood involved to add solar panels. I informed a lot of people in the solar industry. I sent my lawsuit to several people. I'm going to send it to the governor before I leave the state, saying, you know, you need to really think about HOAs and the damage that you're doing to the state. So that is some action I'm going to take. I'm going to take another action that I'm not naming publicly. And so those are some ways that I will continue to do a little bit with zero expectation of change. Again, my whole thinking is about planting the seed. So, for instance, maybe you had a friend killed by her spouse. So then you could get involved in a domestic violence cause by volunteering or donating money, or you could hold a vigil, you could raise awareness about the issue. There are different ways to empower. You can't change the past. You can't right the injustice, although sometimes you can. This whole thing with the DNA testing, I mean, who was the strangler guy that was in, he was really old, that was out in the Bay Area, that justice was served now a gazillion years later and too many people died, and he finally got his justice. Now, I have to tell you, things that I would not want is to be in jail as an old person. No way. I think that that would be a lot harder than being a younger person in jail. So I think that to some extent, justice is served. And so sometimes it takes a while. And, you know, I've said this multiple times, apologized throughout the podcast this month, but the people that are terrible, I wouldn't trade lives for you any way, shape, or form, because it's sad to me. So consider what things you can do in the present moment, not to change the past, not to change the outcome, but to empower yourself and to help release the frustration and anger around injustice. Explore different ways that you can help move past your feelings. I did an episode last month talking all about healing, mentioned the different modalities with releasing trauma, emotions around it. Take care of yourself. Get healing. It's something happened and it needs to be addressed. And there's no shame in that. And I think we would all be better off if we all had access to, in addition to basic health care, regular ways to heal. I think we would live in a very different world if that was the case. So figure out what is it that you need to heal. Maybe you need to talk to a therapist. Maybe you need to do a sound healing. Maybe you need to do a chiropractor. The more I'm doing with that, because it's been a year since I've worked with a chiropractor, I can tell a difference. I can feel when I'm releasing things. So figure out what it is you need to do to heal. Mentioned this a moment ago. Find a response you can have ready to roll when the feelings of injustice come up. When you catch it, you can stop it in its tracks and you don't go down that obsessive rabbit hole and get all tense and freak out and just kind of sometimes go berserko. And you can have a knee-jerk reaction where you just blow up at something that you don't mean to. So have something that you can do immediately when you know that feeling is coming on. If you feel yourself tense up, can you start practice deep breathing? I say this, when all else fails, just breathe. Stop, collect yourself, take a moment and breathe. Maybe it's an affirmation. Visualize your happy place. Never seen Happy Gilmore. My family all played ice hockey, so we're a big ice hockey family. Love Happy Gilmore. And one of the suggestions is, a coach says, Happy, go to your happy place. And it's a really funny scene that of Adam Sandler and his happy place. So maybe that's something that you can do. Can you go to your human or pet that you love and feel the love that you have for them and feel the love they have for you that can just stop you? You know, you feel that love, but it can just stop you. Okay, let me bring it back to love. Let me bring it back to taking care of me. It's my experience, and this is just talking in general, not specifically to injustice. Time does heal most wounds. Doesn't mean they'll completely go away. It doesn't mean that you'll have moments of grief or sadness or anger, whatever. I share this because I don't want you to feel like you have to be on some timetable, so you don't get upset with yourself if you feel like you've been stuck for a bit. Now, a little note with this little caveat. Check in with people that are close to you that you love, because you want to make sure that you haven't been stuck for too long. And, you know, I've talked a lot in the past of how everything are layers. My frustration with the solar panels has to do with a deeper issue of injustice. Something that happened to me, no justice will ever be served. And on one hand, I've accepted that and a little part of me still hasn't. So I can recognize when injustice comes up, what it's really bothering me, what the deeper issue is. So I'd encourage you to understand that it can be related to something we're not even aware of, and to just be aware of that and know that it takes time. And as long as you're moving forward a little bit each day, be kind to yourself. I think that you are going to be okay, but please do check in with someone if you think that it's been a while. Move forward. Any action that you can take is a good one. Maybe you need a journal. Maybe you can talk to someone, or a massage. Never underestimate the power of touch. I think one of the things I'm most grateful for in this pandemic is I have the cats and I have my husband. And I feel for people who are single, and even people who are single with pets, because I think it would be incredibly challenging to be in a space without human touch for such a long time. We all need human touch. Try not to stay stuck. Would volunteering for others that perhaps you don't think have had much justice, and I would say domestic violence, women who and men who've been a subject of domestic violence. I don't think we've had a lot of justice in our society around that. So that's something. Maybe you volunteer. You know, when we get outside of ourselves, when we help another, I always feel like the person being helped gets a short end of the stick, because I feel so good. It makes me feel so great. Reminds me of all the things that I have in my life to be thankful for. So any action you can take, whether it's self-care, helping another, trying to get the justice served in some shape, way, or form, all those things you do add up and they make you feel better. Because when you are stuck and not moving, you're probably going to stew on stuff even more. So think about what actions you can take. Now be very aware of knee-jerk reactions that you might have. You don't want to do anything that can get yourself in trouble. I had mentioned at the beginning, understand the facts so that you are able to act rationally. You know, a really exaggerated view is someone gets fired and they think it's because the boss likes so-and-so better, but they weren't a good employee, and then they go and have workplace violence. You know, it's never about them, it's about someone else. And that's an extreme knee-jerk reaction. But as I'm reading this, so I sometimes read the Daily Mail, which I call the Daily Fail, just to kind of let my brain, but sometimes I learn about stuff in the US that's not here and it's there. And so anyway, apparently there's a beef going on with Cardi B and someone named Candace, who is a conservative commentator. And so Candace just announced she's going to sue Cardi. Cardi B said something slanderous against her husband. And so I don't know Cardi B, I don't even know what she sings. I know she's a singer. And so from what I've read a couple things about her, because I think there's another case she was being sued. There's an altercation at the beach. So Cardi seems to me to really be an emotional woman and respond from her emotions instead of, and when you have money, you're going to have a bigger target on your back. So she had a knee-jerk reaction and said something slanderous, and now she's going to be sued. I don't know if it rises to slander, blah, blah, blah. The woman said she's filing a lawsuit. So that's the type of thing you want to avoid. You don't want to do anything, you know, harming the other person. You don't, keep yourself safe. And don't be sorry. Understand the facts and try to be neutral and as unemotional so you don't make any huge mistakes. Understand what you can control. You, that's it. Nothing else. Thoughts, feelings, actions, that's it. Know that you can't control the justice system. You can't control a judge. You can't control people waking up and being better human beings. You have zero control over that. When you realize that and accept it and embrace it, that can bring you peace of mind. So just be aware of what you can and cannot control. And that's good for stuff in general in life. If you're able to see a bigger picture or get a different perspective. For me, having to move again, when we moved here, I said, I'm never moving again. Taking me out with a body bag. Well, not happening. because of everything that's going on, it's going to make it a hell of a lot easier to leave this place. It really is. It's like, I feel no attachment. I feel I'm ready to go. I've been ready. We need to find a house. Hopefully it's coming soon. I'm done. Just ready to move on to the next chapter of my life. And before, I'd have been like, oh, packing again, or we weren't considering moving, you know, and everything happened with my mom, which is a big factor in it. But had they not been such jerky McJerk faces, it would have made leaving more difficult. So that's one perspective. The bigger picture is, I think they will eventually get solar. You know, we'll see if anything gets done with HOAs. I'm not holding my breath. Again, when you plant the seed, you just never know what's going to happen. So anyway, you can see a different perspective or step back and see the bigger picture that can support you in releasing your feelings around the injustice that occurred. I mentioned earlier, I will say, I cleaned up some karma because that helps me reflect about the other people. You know, I've commented on this. I wouldn't want to be like Judy or Soli. Not at all. Not in the, you're driving around at 12:30 Christmas morning in the middle of the night. No, that's a sad life to me. It's a sad life to me if you have to peek out at the neighbor and harass your neighbor, that you feel so unempowered in life, you have to join a board and rule people and use your power and be unfair. And whatever you put out in life, you get back. Now, I believe they've already gotten back because who they are as human beings, but it just, what goes around comes around. Karma, whatever you want to call the term, it comes back to you. So if you're able to, I feel like perhaps someone, if they had a loved one murdered, maybe they can say to themselves, wow, they had a really abusive childhood. It doesn't erase what they've done. It doesn't absolve them from their actions. And yet I can find a tiny place of compassion for them. So any way you're able to reflect and get to a place of compassion, which is where I hope to be with the women, and Gabby's the other one of three women, you know, who two on the board and then the other who harassed us that have just been gotten other neighbors who I've never met to come and harass us. So I will eventually get to a place of feeling compassion for them. I know, because I've done it with other people. Not there yet, but if you're able to reflect on the other people, that can sometimes support you. Live by your code. Just because someone did something, like I would never get on the board. If I were elected to the board, I would be like, no, we're going to be transparent. We're going to do what we said. I would continue to live by my code. I wouldn't live by theirs. So what is it that you need to do? What code do you need to continue to live by? So for instance, you don't harm someone that's harmed you. You don't get into a physical altercation with someone who maybe has physically harmed you. That doesn't, it's kind of the eye for the eye thing. I don't think that always works out so well. So don't allow injustice to take you off the path of your moral authority or your moral code. Live by what you feel is important. Live by your morals. Say what needs to be said. Stand up for yourself in any way, shape, or form. The governor's letter's it for me. I'm going to, you know, I have zero expectation that's anything. I'm going to say my letter, say my piece. Here's the lawsuit. You know, this is what you said as governor, and here's a perfect example of how abuse is being allowed to happen. And you know what? I have no expectations. But that's my final thing, and then I can let it go. I've already told myself, okay, you're going to write the letter and you're done. Then you have to let it go. So whatever action you need to take, say what needs to be said. You know, I think one of the things that they do in court, which is good, is let the victim of a crime say something to the perpetrator. It might not, I think it's part of the healing. That's how I would put it. And I think that it's something that can be okay. You know, stand up for yourself. maybe you don't need to go to a court, but you go to the HOA meeting and say, this isn't okay. Or you talk to your neighbors and let's band together and do something about this. Never regret any time you stand up for yourself. And, you know, I mentioned one of the reasons I filed the lawsuit is I probably would have been passive aggressive had we not happened. I had a history of not standing up for myself. And it was important to say, you know what, it's not okay to treat us like this. What you did was wrong. And having my husband there to support me, having my husband who believed in me and was proud of me, was worth the most out of everything and how it happens. Say what needs to be said. But I think being able to articulate that allows you to say your piece and move forward. I think a lot of times we say suck when we can't say. And I know, you know, we were just laughing about it the other day. Tony said something really funny at the airport and texted me. He said, oh, how come I think of something funny afterwards? And I said, oh, I'm the same way. And I, in the moment, can't think of things. But when I've had time to kind of calm down, write out everything, I feel really good about that. And then I can stand up for myself and move forward. And finally, let it go day by day. Whatever you can do, remember it's a process, but that any teeny movement of letting it go helps you move forward. Take actions from today's podcast. Be gentle and kind to yourself. Clarify the facts and rate the event. Remain present. Use healing modalities to remove stuck energy and emotions. Find a response to combat the feelings of injustice when they arise. Respect it's a process to deal with injustice and know you're not on a timetable. Keep moving forward. Avoid knee-jerk reactions. Know you can only control you. See different perspectives. Reflect on those who have harmed you. Live by your code. Say what needs to be said. Release the injustice. On our next episode, we're talking about resiliency. Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. When you clear your clutter, you can share your gifts with the world. Sign up for our free newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, please rate, review, and share us.